What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America and RBN. And no, this is not Michael Rivero. He is still attending to the health of he and his lovely wife, Claire. I will be filling in live today for Michael. You may know me. I've done a show or two of his in past years, and I do a show 12 noon central here on RBN currently. That's Beyond the Official Narrative with Richard Carey. And glad to be here. I am actually a big listener and fan of Michael's broadcasts. Let's see, I've been listening for about 10 years myself to his show, and certainly I can only try to match, you know, some of what he tries to bring and does bring to the table regularly here. But folks, please support us, you know, to keep all of this operable, keep everything going here, all these great perspectives, independent voices, guests, and the listeners, you know. I mean, we learn so much from you folks as well. But today is June 30th, 2022. And of course, this is RBN at republicbroadcasting.org, and that donate page, folks, certainly appreciates your contributions. Please do what you can, and if you could do a monthly donation, that would really be appreciated. We could use that right now more than ever as we're trying to get more infrastructure in the works to have a more revenue building means at our disposal in upcoming seasons. Say probably by next year, you know, we should be in a better position, but certainly, folks, the listener support is vital. And as John Stadmiller would always say, RBN is the canary in the coal mine regarding free speech, the First and Second Amendment for that matter. You know, RBN goes down, and you can be sure a lot's going to follow in a big hurry. But, you know, enough on all that, folks. Let's get to the news, because I did get together a lot of news to cover today. First, the headlines, which is mostly the war zone. I mean, not that our inflation and the economy, which we'll get to, is not of pressing concern above all else, feeding our family and keeping all of the bills paid, keeping the lights on, the roof over our heads. But this war has been a scapegoat for a lot of things, you know. I mean, they certainly don't want everything getting out, the truth about the plandemic and these shots and the Pfizer data dump alone is so incriminating, and all the other causes of inflation, but certainly the response to the pandemic, this war being blamed as a perfect scapegoat right now is vital, just like the abortion issue, you know, the timing with that. But we're hearing, of course, that it is to Russia's advantage. A lot of reports from various locales, cities, and what have you. Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk is now completely under Russian occupation, according to their mayor. Russian forces now occupy the entire city after, on Friday, the remaining Ukrainian troops attempting to mount a defense against superior, better-armed Russians were ordered to withdraw by their own military command. And the Czech Republic has exhausted its arms reserves supporting Ukraine, according to their PM. The G7 nonetheless commits to indefinite, okay, quote-unquote, indefinite military and financial support to Ukraine. So Biden announced, we just had this happen, Biden announced a permanent U.S. base in Poland, America's first on NATO eastern flank. This is certainly not going to help diplomatic relations, help things to cool off as far as the message we're sending to Russia with such actions. G7 unveils a $600 billion global infrastructure plan to counter China's Belt and Road, One Belt, One Road initiative. It's an indication of how this war is an economic war at its heart. Okay, I mean, the West cannot compete with Russia and China, and they're doing everything as they have their own economy collapsing and people upset about that and a number of other things, go to war. You know, it's worked in the past. So President Biden and G7 leaders, they pledged $600 billion to a new global infrastructure project for emerging market economies to counter the Chinese regime's Belt and Road Initiative. And of course, the G7 leaders from U.S., Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the European Union. So what many analysts have said at this point, if the war stops now, then Russia is the winner, clearly. But EU countries are preparing more sanctions for Russia and Belarus, more military support for Ukraine, and this is about optics. You know, to drag this out longer, this is all about optics for the West. And, of course, for their history books, who to blame things on. As long as they have some sort of plausible deniability, they can claim, even if many countries of the world, you know, outright see through all of this. So we are hearing, nonetheless, the Biden administration is reportedly losing faith in the Ukraine victory plan. We know Zelensky is just a puppet of the State Department, no military man or government man. We know his past. He's a TV actor and comedian installed by Jewish oligarchs. You can read Kolomoisky, K-O-L-O-M-O-I-S-K-Y, has a lot of details. He has no experience with any of this. He has no idea what's going on, just following orders and preparing as much of a golden parachute with various offshore accounts as possible. We heard about a lot he's built up so far. And that's, you know, of course, what it's about for these middlemen and these figureheads. We had a U.S. Attorney General popping up in Kiev to declare loyalty to Zelensky at just the right time, you know, where, of course, local sentiment is at an all-time low at this point in the conflict. You know, I mean, of course, from the beginning, a lot of these people sided with Russia as far as the actual Ukrainian people, so-called Ukrainian, the people of those regions. The BRICS summit had just concluded. It went on 3 days from the this was 3 days, Sunday through Tuesday, this past 26th to 28th. But the BRICS summit reaffirmed Russia is not as isolated as NATO suggests. All right, this has shown their continuing determination as trade partners. And the Russian ruble is at a seven-year high globally in its value. And that is, of course, compared to a U.S. dollar, which has been toppling significantly its stance, its position compared to the U.S. dollar, a seven-year high, okay, as far as its global trade position. So it's doing just fine. And yes, again, it's not isolated at all the way NATO suggests. There's a developing plan now. Russia and China are brewing up a challenge to dollar dominance. U.S. dollar dominance, that is, in international trade, by creating a new reserve currency. You know, we've been hearing a lot about these, of course. But this is, of course, in conjunction with other BRICS countries, Vladimir Putin said in a recent statement and meeting. Well, this BRICS conference, the basket currency would rival a U.S.-dominated IMF alternative, let Russia widen its influence. The dollar's dominance is already eroding as central banks diversify into the Chinese yuan and similar currencies. And the G7 is at this point desperate. You know, this is at the desperation stage with the Russian sanctions, which, of course, have not worked, have totally backfired, thoroughly backfired on the West. Ultimately, it sounds like the European nations, many of them, are going to have no choice but to continue buying Russian gas, even if there's been a halt to quite a few at the behest, urging of the main war hawk nations so far. Of course, US, UK, France. It's been confirmed as well. Of course, now we know. Michael himself reported this, on Tuesday? It's the 28th. Now, even the New York Post, or was it the New York Times? I want to say New York Post. One of those two, don't quote me. As outright acknowledged the fact that CIA are on the ground in Ukraine coordinating the operations. So to act like, you know, this is still a proxy war as far as the optics, if you will, globally, you know, to most nations, that no one's buying it. And at this point, everyone knows how much the U.S. is actively firsthand and boots on the ground CIA intelligence operation coordination. So we have the, of course, distractions, and again, the most important thing is the economy. I do want to get there sooner than later, as it's really an important factor, and we can't let things slide more and more into that good night as far as our spending power and, you know, be in a depression that we don't recover from in our lifetime, you know, globally speaking, for that matter. I mean, this country is in a situation it's never faced in the past as far as, well, we were a manufacturing giant, you know, at one point, and we wound up going to cheaper labor, you know, offshoring everything. And we, of course, no longer have gold backing currency. I mean, the fact that we've had the first and second banks of the United States and now the Federal Reserve, that alone shows that we have a formerly Independence Day to celebrate. We need a reference to the Federal Reserve in the title of that holiday right now to remind us what needs to be corrected. No time to celebrate, you know. And that's why I applaud Mr. Steve Elkins whenever he gets enraged by how much we passively acknowledge Independence Day each year. But we are going to see what many economists are saying. The largest demand collapse in U.S. history. And today's economists won't see it coming, because just like the war hawks who think that the U.S. is invincible in their careers right now, the economists are in la-la land as well. You know, the whole too-big-to-fail notion, just infinite bailouts, that things will always be fixed, right, by the Fed and government intervention is what they've been brought up to believe. For those on Wall Street, the biggest players in the markets and the banks, those with the most wealth. But to quote Peter Schiff, again, well, I say again, I mean, I've mentioned this earlier this month on my broadcast, Peter Schiff on Twitter, June 11th this year, Peter Schiff said, "People are worried that to bring down inflation, the Fed will raise interest rates too much and bring down the economy too. What they should be worried about is that rate hikes will not be enough to bring down inflation, but that will be enough to bring down the economy." And so, yeah, of course, so the market will crash. And we're hearing about how it's a sure thing that the housing bubble will burst. It's pretty much burned into the figures. This, of course, the Fed has taken up until now. And there are updates on that as well. Like, as far as overall, folks, it's going from bad to worse, I hate to say. Americans are dissatisfied with the path Joe Biden has our nation on at nearly 9 out of 10, okay? So nearly 9 out of 10 Americans are dissatisfied when asked in surveys now the path Joe Biden administration has taken us on. This administration is, many suggest, the third Obama administration, and Obama was a globalist installed puppet. So it's kind of like the third attempt at globalist control of this nation, more than we've seen with other presidents. Not that, you know, the Bushes, Clintons were a treat in recent times, far from, but to truly have a consolidation of totalitarian globalist marching orders in your ear. Yeah, certainly. The two Obama and this Biden are examples above and beyond most. There's a great video out there. Blacklisted News has it. My body, my choice. Activists malfunction when asked about vaccine mandates. It's only about three and a half minutes. It's pretty entertaining. Originally on Summit News, actually, summit.news, Paul Joseph Watson. But yeah, it's great. Some of the reactions that these people have. You know, one guy just said, go F yourself. There's this one obese far left snowflake saying, oh, well, you know, I really don't work well under pressure. So, you know, basically, this isn't fair. We can't. There was an older couple. Let's see, the gentleman had a sign which is pointing out the word, stressing the word hypocrisy in his statement. And she's talking about how she really doesn't like the direction this is taking with this line of questioning. This is not going where we want it to go, said this older woman. She could not compute the dichotomy while her husband was holding the sign saying, sick of the hypocrisy. I mean, it's just amazing. You can't make this stuff up. But, And some were just saying, again, you know, get out of here, get the F out of here, this and that. And we have, well, a huge temper tantrum encouraged, you know, by far-left politicians. Certainly, just like BLM, summer of BLM, a complete opposite, two-tier society, you know, with politics and race these days, as far as the justice system. Well, meanwhile, January 6th, they're trying to still make something out of that nothing burger. And I could touch on that, too, if we have time here. But Biden's secretary for health says reassignment surgery and puberty blockers for kids is life-saving. All right, this is a quote. Quote, life-saving, medically necessary, age-appropriate, right, unquote. In there, come on. I mean, they say this with a straight face, life-saving. Biden announces support for ending the filibuster to pass pro-abortion legislation. Biden claimed that the Supreme Court took away a constitutional right, and this man's supposed to have a legal background. He doesn't even know what is a constitutional right and what is not. The White House doesn't rule out building abortion clinics on federal land in conservative states, is one thing we've been hearing. But most recently, I've heard a backing off a bit from the White House. The White House is feeling it's forced to dismiss the idea of abortion tents in national parks. That's what they wanted. I think they should. They might as well just combine them, the COVID testing, you know, remote COVID test and abortion all in one. You know, don't worry, it's paid for by the taxpayer. You're good. Amazing. And of course, when there's with this two-tier society, as opposed to January 6th, you know, where it's unarmed and they're trying to say it was an insurrection. We did have a bit of an insurrection in Phoenix, Arizona, cops using tear gas after lawmakers held hostage. Okay, they were told not to leave the building for a while there because of the level of violence. We've seen a lot of violence after the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. And of course, you know, again, just completely ignored by the corporate media. No surprise. But yeah, lawmakers were held hostage in the state Senate building. And, you know, this is not going to be acknowledged anywhere near the same. Maxine Waters, brilliant timing from this witch. Maxine Waters released a report on the same day as Roe versus Wade's ruling came out, claiming that the DTCC waived $9.6 billion in collateral obligations for the Robinhood broker on January 27th, 2021. So, of course, more to the rich, a steal from the everyday investor. And Maxine, is she for the people? Well, she certainly doesn't live in her district. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And we're back, folks, here on What Really Happened, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey filling in for Michael Rivero. And, well, we were just talking about the timing of a lot of these releases. Maxine letting out this information about Robinhood brokers basically waiving $9.6 billion in favor of the rich over the everyday investor. And Maxine chooses to release this during the Roe versus Wade announcement day of that ruling. So, you know, just amazing. You know, the woman's such a hypocrite when she's catering to the rich. And there was no plan to attack, according to Oath Keepers. FBI interviews regarding January 6th, completely contradicting the indictment charges. And this is something you're not going to hear mentioned much on the corporate media, certainly not at all, for that matter. They, you know, they want to make, again, a nothing burger into something. The FBI raided a home of a retired Texas couple who attended the January 6th Capitol rally. All right, this retired couple had them bust through the gate of their rural home, threw flashbangs, handcuffed them, trained lasers on them, before searching their home for evidence connected to the January 6th breach of the Capitol. I mean, come on. This is such a witch hunt and a kangaroo court. With this whole January 6th thing, it's just, I don't know, it's the worst thing since the 9/11 commission, right? Ghislaine Maxwell, remember her? Ghislaine is sentenced to 20 years in prison for trafficking children, evidently to no one, you know, because none of the names are being brought up here. And the prosecutors, I mean, all these lawyers are very upset because of this sentence being considered a relatively light 20-year sentence. And so prosecutors are saying Prince Andrew could be the next target due to this light sentence in particular. Many are saying, for that matter, after Ghislaine Maxwell's light sentence, insultingly low sentence, as some put it, lawyers are demanding the FBI go after Epstein's clients. So, you know, we may see that very well take place, and not just Prince Andrew, and it would be a great distraction from more important things, like the Pfizer data dump, or just more people finding out what's really been going on with the economy, the reasons for the inflation, the fuel machinations, the attack on our food supply, all these things being engineered, you know, and long before Ukraine, long before COVID. But you need a lot of distraction, certainly, to pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, as we're well aware here in RBN land. Now, remember Uvalde? Uvalde is turning out more and more like a Sandy Hook 2.0. I am one who's convinced from the amount of evidence many perhaps haven't looked over as much. You know, but you listen to Wolfgang Halbig, you listen to Dr. James Fetzer, and everything that they've compiled. Irrefutable hard facts, data, evidence. And it's hard to think that it was on the level, that it was legit. And they weren't even operable as a school, destroying everything, you know, to get rid of evidence. Once again, Uvalde case here, they want to bulldoze, completely demolish it. So there's no evidence, nothing you could analyze in any way, shape, or form. We heard about the officer who was disarmed because he had a wife who was a teacher in there. He wanted to get, tried to bring to safety. They relieved him of duty for the day and disarmed him, didn't let him go in. A Uvalde cop is stalking and harassing a hero mom, she's been called, who ran into the school to save her children. But now, yeah, a cop is stalking and harassing her because of the secrecy around this Uvalde. A very questionable, once again, a shooting incident. Amazing how with the day and age where everyone has a smartphone with video capability, you don't have any video footage of any of these shooters, of any of these schools. You know, you don't have any footage out there of any of them, you know, that have ever gone out on social media. They'd go viral like nothing. The New Zealand one, that was a Quentin Tarantino B project if I ever saw one. I can understand why the government there is embarrassed about that psyop. But Elon Musk, again, you know, he's still in the news cycle. And the influencer's dilemma, why Elon Musk is probably right about Twitter. The prevalence of digital fakery is an underrated contributor to the breakdown of respect in every online setting. It leads to a toxic environment where the worst behaviors are rewarded. Good article I found over at Zero Hedge. And yes, we find, well, he found with his texts, it could be about half fake profiles at Twitter. That's pretty bad. But, you know, you need a government-sponsored big tech monopolies, of course. To think otherwise, well, he's called a dictator for wanting otherwise. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And we're back. Second half, bottom of the first hour here. Richard Carey filling in for Michael Rivero on What Really Happened here at RBN. I will take calls at least briefly into the second hour as soon as I'm done with covering articles here. I was mentioning Elon Musk, but I was mentioning Russia and Ukraine, the distraction potential of it. I just to clarify, I mean, it's not like I'm not aware of all the provocations that have been occurring since, well, for 8 years, you know, as far as the West, the U.S., provoking Russia with everything that's been occurring since about 2014 there, leading up to this. And not that I think Putin's a hero any more than I advocate Trump being some sort of savior, you know, or that it's possible to think of things in terms of a savior or a solution, even on the national level, you know, because I mean, the state level, really, these are nation states, people. This is what was originated. This is what was in the initial plan, and we need to get back to that way of thinking. You know, honestly, the United States federal government is no more a benefit to the states than the EU is to the countries of Europe. We need to start thinking that way. It is a loosely guiding networking mechanism, and that's all it is intended to be. You know, we don't need we didn't need the first or second banks of the United States. Certainly, don't need the Fed to try to play God or to tolerate that whatsoever. And Elon Musk, I don't know. I'm very suspicious of Elon. You know, I don't think he's the timing. Once again, it's very interesting. You know, where all this is coming along, people having faith in big tech, censorship concerns. You know, even the left finding a lot of this big tech just off the charts with censorship on every issue. It's interesting for optics. I mean, he wants us all uploaded to become Borg, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he wants all to be cyborgs, and with these neural links to the cloud, NSA and Mossad backdoored, I'm sure. So I don't know. He's with the the elites, and I think he's Orwellized the term Tesla, for that matter. You know, people need to think of Nikola Tesla and everything that he researched, all the potential that shows, and the way he was suppressed shows really the game that we've been dealing with ever since regarding fuel, artificial scarcity, and elite control. The Republicans and the Democrats are working together, of course, to try to take away our guns. We've been hearing lately about a lot of bipartisan cooperation, working hard to deny Americans their Second Amendment rights, expanding red flag laws, denying you your Second Amendment right to due process. You know, types that are going to be attacked. You know, we've heard much of this discussed by RBN hosts and callers. You know, we're going to have conservatives, we're going to have Christians, we're going to have white people, possibly Asians too, you know, targeted these days. The Federal Reserve is focused on equity. I didn't even know they already had these policies. See if I can get through to that and be less chatty and get more articles in here. Biden's crypto tax crackdown is reportedly delayed. The provision in the U.S. infrastructure bill signed into law in November requiring financial institutions and crypto brokers to report additional information could reportedly be delayed, likely pushed to January 2023 to begin tracking data such as customers' capital gains and losses. But once these rules are in place, well, all exchanges and brokerages will have to send detailed transactions to the IRS. It's it's not like they're putting it off indefinitely. Biden is a globalist puppet again, and I don't think most people are intended to own their own vehicles in the future. I've been wanting to say this to more of the listeners of the different shows around here, get this perspective out there, discussed more. You know, I mean, you look at Agenda 21 plans, what the World Economic Forum talks about openly. They want most people to not need to own their own vehicle, use public transportation or a bicycle or walk most places. And, you know, they claim it's because of CO2. Don't worry about the Lear jets of the elite philanthropists. You know, that's do as we say, not as we do. But they openly mention these goals. They want to persuade most people toward, just like you will own nothing and be happy. And so they want to keep it inexpensive. Not even make it all that efficient. Electric vehicles, solar, for your house, for that matter, panels. And until at least it's just the elites who have access to these electric cars, and then maybe make them more efficient, or even just, you know, go for a different fuel at that point. You know, once you have most people broken and to just accept serfdom as far as technology is concerned. And so I think that's what is going on. I mean, it's ridiculous, though, the optics that they're employing here, as far as the West being far more determined than Putin, possibly more than China as well, to push us toward electric in the near future for these sort of elitist goals, which I see, again, is making it inaffordable for most people to own their own vehicle as they push to electric at a point where the grid can't even handle it. If everyone owned a vehicle, that's a clue to what they have in mind, folks. is what I would say. So Biden drained the U.S. strategic oil reserves to the lowest since 1986. UAE warns not to expect any help from OPEC. I mean, when Biden came in office, he closed the Nord Stream 2. Then he closed this other pipeline that was like more by the southern border. The Alaskan pipeline, they said there was not enough interest. There wasn't enough interest from the elites in cheap fossil fuel for the masses, you know, for the serfs. But it's ridiculous how he's blaming anything and everything but the truth, you know, that his handlers are having him do all this to attack the affordability. It's attacking the affordability of everything on the shelves, obviously. The fuel affects everything in the supply chain with the truckers. I was just talking with Dan in Washington on my show. He's got a lot of great perspectives on his industry, among others. But, you know, they're saying Biden administration's federal-state partnership of offshore wind power will require some billion with a B. Okay, Biden administration's federal-state offshore wind partnership will require some $12 billion in annual investment. But, you know, there's also a lot of truth to the fact that it's just not able to be efficient at this point. Wind, solar as well, for that matter. You know, it's I don't know. I think that they know better, for that matter. You know, those in control of the fuel and the banks, I don't really think that it's just, you know, well-intentioned. The whole green agenda and CO2 agenda, for that matter. And Michael brings up how it's the sun cycles, which have affected the warming cycle we've just now started coming out of and the cooling cycle we're moving into. And CO2 would just increase the plant life, make it easier for anyone and everyone to actually grow more crops to feed people. And without engineered scarcity from the elites, well, it doesn't make for a world they can manipulate to their advantage to the utmost. Regarding this green energy policy of Biden's ending in tears, the one article from Epoch Times, now I know, you know, they're Falun Gong affiliated and just trying to demonize China and in a, you know, a kosher safe zone of, deflectment in a lot of ways. But Benjamin Franklin once said, experience is an expensive school, but fools will learn in no other. And Germany, for that matter, launched a green energy policy in 2000. It could have been a cheap lesson for America today if, you know, this were people making their own decisions and not just middlemen with marching orders from global agendas, as I suggest the case may very well be. I'm trying to get through all these articles. Maybe we can skip the last break if that in the first hour here. Might help, would appreciate it. After attacking the oil industry, the Biden White House is blaming oil refineries for not doing a patriotic duty. Folks, I mean, you really can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden was told by the Arab nations that they will not be increasing oil output. Biden was counting on the Arab nations to produce more oil. After he does everything I mentioned, since he started his administration and continues with the coming taxes, you know what they're putting off until the midterms, October and November, the federal tax increase on fuel. You don't know about that yet. But, you know, the optics. So he goes to the Arab nations. Oh, please, you know, I didn't do anything. You need to help. As G7 quietly shelves Russian oil price cap idea, Biden will beg Mideast allies to pump more. Well, yeah, that isn't working out. White House is quietly modeling for $200 oil shock. And in a landmark ruling, now this is good, the Supreme Court dealt a massive blow to Biden's climate change agenda. The same time as, you know, we had the courts overturning, well, at the same time as it had some other defeats, really. I mean, this administration, which, while some could be just timed for distraction, as far as their stance. But in this one, Biden's fight against climate change is a landmark ruling from the Supreme Court, curbing the ability of America's top environmental regulator to limit greenhouse gas emissions, siding with coal miners and Republican-led states. So, you know, we can have, you know, we can have some things prevailing, and perhaps this climate psyop, it's a good way to refer to it, you know, a CO2 psyop or a climate psyop, because it certainly is a lie, a psychological operation. We have the second week now of quantitative tightening, and yet the Fed increased. Now, okay, this is a couple weeks old now, so let's see. The second week, maybe the fourth week by now, we've had the fourth week by now of quantitative tightening, but the Fed has now been increasing its balance sheet, okay? So just printing more money. I mean, you're just throwing gasoline on a fire. All right, but they've increased its about $9 trillion balance sheet by $14 billion, including $20 billion increase in residential MBS. As we've exposed, the Fed is buying more USTs and MBSs than their own principal estimates. Zero explanation they've given anyone for this. Zero justification, which is pretty clear for any of this. But, you know, Biden economics, folks, Bidenomics. You know, business leader optimism is at a record low. Gas stations now hold $175 when swipe. July 4th, food prices might be up as much as 36%, they're saying. It's a clown world economy. Many are saying ignore everything from Powell, basically. Everything he says, only look at what the Fed actually does. But it truly is clown world out there. As far as the responses, which are really just making things worse, the Fed is basically just lying. You know, they're still printing money. They're lying to our faces. And that's the short of it. And, you know, we've heard the cold, hard reality, nearly 14 years of zero interest rates can't be undone in two rate hikes of 0.5% and 0.75%. We've only seen one part of the inflationary story caused by COVID in 2020, you know, just at the start of the money printing, okay, because it actually takes 16 months for any action in base cost to make it to store shelves. A lot of people do not realize this. So what we're just beginning to feel right now is just the start of the money printing at early 2020. And then when you think of everything that's been printed since then, okay, further COVID relief, infrastructure bill, Ukraine, that's each of those are going to start hitting us about at least 16 months past when the money was printed in each case. All right, so you folks do the math and look at the feedback loop this is causing. Supply chains have stagflation because people can't afford anything, but the slowdown makes everything more expensive. You know, when there are less goods circulating because there are less buying to be bothering to produce them, it's just a horrible downward spiral feedback loop. Around the end of November, the shipping crisis will start to be pushing to retail prices this coming November. There is no current way for a distributor to make any profit right now. $1 in distributor input cost becomes $3 at retail. You aren't talking about just $1 in extra cost, more like 8 to 10. Moreover, rate hikes make the housing market hit a brick wall. Houses that would have been listed at $425K a few months ago are going for $350K and still not selling. But no, the bubble in the long run is still holding at the moment. You know, I mean, I see a lot of conflicting signals about the housing market and when it will actually. But some have been lowering a bit of prices, not enough to change things for the economy in general. Inflation was high before Ukraine. Many point this out. Powell is still tossing Biden under the bus. I mean, even Powell, rather, is tossing Biden under the bus at this point. And welcome to the recession, folks, because the Atlanta Fed slashed its second quarter GDP to negative 1% by pushing the first half into contraction, all right, from 0% GDP down to negative 1% that we just had. 83% of Americans cut back on spending as the economy careens toward a crisis, a poll finds over at Zero Hedge. And they're saying to prepare for a tidal wave of evictions, a tidal wave of evictions out there. You know, we're done with those COVID eviction moratoriums, which really weren't just to begin with and kind of crazy. But nonetheless, at this point, there's nothing holding back the amount that this is going to add to the homelessness and to just the stagflation more than anything. New home sales are unexpectedly rebounding in May. Well, you know, the Fed is printing money. I'm sure some of that's going toward mortgage-backed securities. Got to do it, right? So sales unexpectedly rebound for a bit with prices plunging, but 4 million Americans ultimately due to, in the long run, them keeping that housing bubble inflated. 4 million Americans currently priced out, they're saying. All right, over at Epoch Times, again, you know, with a grain of salt, but 4 million Americans priced out as home rents rise significantly, home loan qualifications skyrocket. I mean, they are on a point with some topics over there. The housing bubble, nonetheless, is going to burst. You know, they're saying the housing bubble burst is baked in. And you can check that out at off2minds.blog. Pretty interesting article there I was checking out. Global famine is not just theoretical as a scenario anymore. You know, there's a lot of people writing a lot of fear porn about our food supply, our water supply, fertilizer supply, fuel supply, and with good reason. You know, we'll have to see. And you do want to stock up, folks, you know, do what you can and network locally. You know, a lot of other people who are sane and can be relied upon and not have to be guarded against from one another, if at all possible, before such times. The gas inflation crisis is far from over. This was an excellent article. I have to go into more detail on a different broadcast. A lot of parallels to the 1970s, you know, even globally, as far as oil, OPEC nation relations, Russian situations now, and the EU situations now. Just looking at a lot of parallels, really, as far as where we are with inflation and just a lot of similar circumstance. In the early 70s, Richard Nixon, at the request of the central bankers, removed the dollar from the last vestiges of the gold standard. Of course, the problem was mitigated eventually. The dollar's world reserve status grew. Things are changing now, of course. Dollar's portion of global trade has been in decline, and we've pointed that out in a lot of these other headlines today. Again, you know, I mentioned Peter Schiff. You know, the Fed will raise interest rates too much. They'll bring down the economy. It won't be enough to fix the inflation, to bring down the inflation, but it will be enough to bring down the economy and the markets and the living standards of everyday people who are just living month to month. Is trying to make ends meet. We have a global planned financial tsunami, as one had put it. You know, the rates, if the Fed is already capitulating, and inflation is a global phenomenon more than I thought, folks. I saw these charts. I didn't realize how many other countries have been overprinting. You know, if you look at the inflation, China has been going down in the last couple of years. This is mostly like 2020 to 2022, but U.S. inflation has been increasing significantly. You know, I mean, it's about three times what it was even a couple years ago. Japan, Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Brazil. It's out there. We're going to have more pain to come. 2022 market disaster is another way it's being described. I don't have in front of me at the moment, but I did want to touch a bit more on the, you know, just the amount that's been printed in the last couple of years. I keep forgetting the exact figure, but it's insane. The amount of money that's been printed in just a couple of years compared to all in existence, it really puts it in perspective. And when I mentioned 16 months, as far as base costs to, you know, the pocketbook of the end consumer. Yeah, we have to prepare for more considerably. And before the Fed, recessions existed at times. They weren't nearly as bad. Another great article I recommend you check out by John Kennedy. You can find it at Activist Post. How bad were recessions? How bad were recessions before the Fed? Not as bad as they are now. Don't have time to cover all this on the air, of course. Haven't heard much from Greta Thunberg, and she puts her foot into her mouth. First time I hear of her in a while here. Swedish idiot Greta Thunberg. If we save the banks, we save the world, she says. Oh, Greta, you little so-and-so. But we have an energy crisis in the EU as well, for that matter. EU is headed for the dark ages, they're saying. Poverty for generations. Rationing has already started in Europe. The entire globe, some are suggesting, is plunging into a horrific economic nightmare. All right, now that phrasing is Michael Schneider. He does a lot of good articles, but there's a lot of fear porn about, just the economy, the food, lack of morality, and just the amount of lack of any kind of civilization, more and more everywhere, with the propaganda. You really got to look at this. If you're going to complain about a lot of the propaganda, you really got to look at the source, you know, and some look deeper than others. But, you know, we all contribute a piece or a few to the puzzle, a piece or a few to the puzzle. Who has the highest debt in the EU? I was surprised to learn. We have the United Nations, with a lot of members falling behind on their dues regularly in recent years. Even in this year, the U.S. was one of them. And they were claiming a couple years ago they were like on the brink of bankruptcy. Well, good. The United Nations needs to be done away with, just like the World Health Organization, before they try to take us over with global pandemic treaties, global pandemic treaties and the like. And of course, those pandemics can be anything, you know, a fuel pandemic, an economic pandemic, a racial pandemic, who knows? I mean, it really is insane. And then we have these front men like Bono, okay? The front man of Empire, how Bono's activism serves the powerful. In Dublin, he was rocking out to Zelensky, even in a... the tubeway. We'll be back, folks. Stick around. Second hour coming up.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
RBN. John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org.